I'd like to share with you in this week's Parsha Yisro, something very nice from the Rebbe's father, Rebbe Levi Yitzchak Zatzal. The pasuk opens up in this week's Parsha by Yishma Yisro Choisin Moshe, Eis Kol Hasha Osa Elikim, Le Moshe Ol Yisro El Amoy, Ki Hoitzi Hashem as Yisrael Mimitzroyim. That the Eibishter took out the Yidden from Mitzrayim. Now all Meforshim ask. It says twice in the Pasuk Hashem, Hashem's name, so to say. The first time he calls it Elokim. Asha Osa Elokim L'Moshe L'Yisrael Amoy. Then he says, Ki Hoitzi Hashem, spelled Yudke Vovke. They took them out of Mitzrayim. What's these two names? And also, why first does it say Elokim? And then it says Havaya second. Another thing, as Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, everything is hinted in the name of a person. What's the meaning of the name Yisroel? Answers, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, two answers on this question. First, a very simple answer. He says Yisroel comes from the word that we have, Keheles, Shleim HaMelech says, that Rabbi brings it down in Tanya, Perik, Tezvov, Yisroel, Perik, Tez, Yisroel, or Oyer Menachoshech. There's a greater light, an advantage, so to say, if the oir comes from choshech, the light comes from darkness. Elokim, as we know, adds up to hateva, says the Alter Rebbe in Tanya. Hateva means nature, that's where the Eibishter comes in a concealed way. And that's the world of teva, of nature, is where Hashem is concealed. And Yisroel came from that atmosphere. He worshipped every idol in the world. He was a priest by the Goyim. And then he lightened up, so to say. He got this vision through Moshe, of course. He heard all the Nisim, and he became close to Hashem. He left everything that was the Choshech, and he came to Or, to light. So by him, that's the name Yisro. It comes from the word Yisro, and greater. Greater is the is the light when it comes from darkness. So Yisroel before was Choshech, and that's first Elokim. He was in the world of Teva, concealment, and then he came to the realization of Avaya, the revelation of Hashem. That's a simple explanation. Now the deeper explanation explains Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. We find in Chassidus, says in, for example, it says the pasuk Anuichi Hashem Elokecha. We spoke many times. The Alter Rebbe says there's two levels in this pasuk over here. There is the Anuichi, that's God, that's higher, deeper than the four letters of Yudkei Vovkei. And Hashem says, "Me." There's a level of me that you can't grasp. It's to you, it's darkness. You will never be able to reach to that level and to, so to say, see the light. So Hashem says, I, Hashem, Anoichi, I have to lower myself down, which is called a tzimtzum, and I could reveal only some of myself, or a shine of myself, or but you can't get the Anoichi. That's above and beyond. And that's why it says in Tehillim, Yoshim B'Seisir Elyon, Hashem is higher in the higher worlds in a way of Seisir. He's concealed and hidden completely. Impossible for a human being or any creature, any world, to reach to that Anoichi. Yudke Vovke explains the Chassidus. That's where Hashem says, I revealed myself to you. And that's the four levels how a person could connect to Hashem. Kabbalistic language, it's called, or Chassidic language, the Yud is Pnis Chochme, the first Hey is Bina, the Vov goes on the Midois, Pnis Zoh, and the last Hey is Malchus. In simple service of Hashem, the Yud symbolizes our essence, our Neshama, the Hey symbolizes our understanding. And that's why the Yud is higher than the Hey, because the Yud symbolizes that level where we serve Hashem with faith, higher and deeper than understanding. Not everything is understanding. That's the second level, that's Bina. So from our neshama, we get that inner From the Yud, we get that faith, and that's where Mesiris Nefesh comes from, that the Alter Rebbe explains in Perek Yutes of Tanya. The Vav is your feelings, your midos, and the final Hey is your action. So there is that level of the Eibishter, which is beyond the grasp of man. Explains the Chassidus that sometimes in the Torah and in Psukim, we will use the name Elohim, which in general symbolizes concealment. On this higher level of Hashem, which is deeper and higher than the name of Avaya. The name of Avaya shows where the Eibishter revealed himself in a way that we can grasp him to Torah mitzvahs and understanding Torah. But then there's the level where Hashem is so concealed, and that symbolizes Nelikim. And this is how Rebbe Levitzer learns the Pasuk now. Yisroel heard everything that this Elohim is a level of the Eibishter which we can't grasp. To us, it's like choshech, it's concealment. But it's not concealment in a negative way, chas v'sholem. It shows on such a high level of the Eibishter that we can't grasp him. And this Eibishter did all these things to Moshe and Yisrael, ki hoitzi, from this Elohim, hoitzi came out, Hashem, the four levels of the Eibishter. The level where the Eibishter says, I'm going to lower myself, where the human beings, Yidden, will be able to grasp me to a certain extent, which is the lower level. So first the Pasuk says Elohim, showing on the deeper and higher level of the Eibishter, which to us is completely out of touch, out of grasp. And that's why it's total concealment. And from that level came out Hashem and also Es Yisrael. So the Rebbe's father has a very interesting title over here. Ki hoitzi, what came out? Who brought it out? This Elohim, this level of the Eibishter, which is higher of our understanding. From that deep level came out, this Elohim came out. Hashem, the four levels of the Eibishter, which he gave us, Anoch Hashem Elokecha, and he gave it, and also he took out the Yidden from Mitzrayim. So the Hoitzi doesn't only go on the Yidden from Mitzrayim, it also goes on also the name of Yudkei Vavkei. Where did this name come from? This is the lower level that came from Shem Elokim. That's why first the Pasuk starts with Elokim, and then the Pasuk continues with Avaya. The Rebbe's father has so many beautiful remozim in what we just said, but doesn't take the time to talk about it. If you want, you can look up everything. We bring it on the psukim, Yalkut Lev Yitzchak Al HaTorah, and the Parsha, beautiful remozim in connection to this beautiful explanation.